you want to talk about farms? I had to help my uncle call the health insurance. Something was complicated, whatever. I'm helping my uncle. So you have to call the health insurance. I had to call the health insurance. I'm on the phone 20 minutes with Medicare. And all of a sudden, this girl enters. And it's like, good morning, whatever. How can I help you? So I tell her. And as we're talking, I hear kikiriki in the back. And I'm like, what the heck is that? My uncle looks at me because I was on a speakerphone, right? Mm-hmm. And both me and my uncle look at each other like, was that a rooster in the background? And every 2 seconds, that rooster started going on. Every 2 seconds, like every two words, there was a rooster going, a chicken sometimes laying an egg. And I'm like, where is she? It's like, and she was talking about, let me look by your account. And you could hear, or kikiriki in the back. Or like, you can hear like another chicken laying an egg where there was the moment of silence.
How can you tell it's laying an egg? What sound does it make when it lays an egg?
Yeah.
I don't know what a chicken sounds makes when kikiriki is the rooster. I know for sure. No, that's the rooster. They that's talk, how he wakes up people.
It was like, how does he do
in English? I know that in English is a different thing.
Another like, egg coming.
Egg. Yeah. But pretty much this lady was on. I'm like, I'm sorry, but what kind of customer service you're providing when you look up somebody information and I can hear the farm going on behind you? I mean, kudos for you to be in a farm and during quarantine. It's nice. But can you at least lock the rooster somewhere so you cannot hear it on your microphone?
Right, you can't
don't sit in the chicken coop and take your phone calls. Just take them from somewhere else.
You can't work from home shame people, Mario.
I asked. I was like, I'm sorry, where are you located? And she was like, I cannot divulge that information. I'm like, well, I know you're in a farm, but I mean, I just wouldn't work from a farm.
You know what? When you said that you heard a kikiriki in the background, I just assumed there was another Italian there. Just saying kikiriki because roosters don't make that noise.
I know in English they speak differently, but I don't know what they. I don't know. I saw that
speak differently in English.
I just thought it was like another Mario in the background going kikiriki.
Can you translate that for me? So what did I hear?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah. See, an Italian rooster would never say that. So.
Yeah, I would think you heard an Italian American rooster.
No.
Is that kikiriki-doo?
Maybe it was a different language because I didn't hear neither kikiriki or whatever you guys said.
It's maybe French, it was a French rooster.
No, she didn't have a French accent.
Yeah.
Maybe Indian. Maybe it was an Indian rooster. I don't know.
That might be, yeah.
All right, Mike.
I never even think about that story till you guys said the farm working from home. It was actually funny because I never heard somebody talking about health insurance and rooster and chickens running around behind her. So
wait, but Mario, was it? Oh, okay. I know. I thought you were saying it was like farmers insurance. You know, that's a company.
Like, no,
it's literally,
that was part of their.
No,
their
it was genuine... Medicare, and the lady was like, "Let me look up your account." Farmers. And in the meantime, there was like eggs going on in the background. You know,
that would have been like, so good though. They literally say it in the commercial. We are farmers.
Bum ba dum bum ki ki ki.
Egg.
You know, sometimes you do warn it. You know, sometimes people are like, you know, sometimes before people fart, they warn people, be like, farting, and then it comes out. I guess the chicken could do the same thing. Like, egg, and then it comes out.
Egg.
Mario, I never heard anyone.
What?
I never heard anyone say farting.
Farting.
But you want to vice people. You just want to fart in their face.
Farting. Oh, my goodness. I feel like
listen, so at least other... you warn people.
Well, there are a lot of other options, Mario. Like, one, you can leave the room. Two, you can just not do it. But I don't recommend that, actually. Three,
yeah,
I don't know.
It comes out of a different area.
Sometimes you can get away with it. Or, speaking of eggs, like, if anybody's eating eggs, you know, you never have to take the blame for a fart.
What?
Because eggs smell bad by themselves.
Eggs,
is that what you
they
saying?
Smell like farts, you know?
Do chicken actually fart? I don't know. That's a good question.
Google it.
I don't know.
Yeah. People
I think
are
everything
to Google
farts.
That. Let me Google
it. Everybody poops, Mario.
Mike, people are thrilled that they waited a year but finally got this.
Do chickens fart?
Do chickens fart?
Do chicken have teeth? Do chicken have bones? Do chicken nuggets have gluten?
Wait, dude, wait. Wait, do chicken have bones?
Yes, do chicken have bones?
Do
what he says here. Do chicken pee?
Never eat.
Do chicken fly? Do chicken?
I know, like, yeah. I mean, they're literally on a menu. It's like bone in or boneless.
Okay, so I put the chicken fart, and it came up. The chicken farts. The chicken farts smell. The chicken farts smell bad. The chicken farms make. Do chicken farmers make money? Do chicken farmers smells bad?
Also work at home doing customer service.
Your chickens
the short answer out. Is the short answer. Oh my God, you guys have to see this. Can I show you? You can't see it.
It looks like just looks black. Yeah.
Yeah, we can't really see. Oh wait. It's coming into view.
Wait.
Do you have a privacy screen on your monitor?
No, home? I don't.
Also, Mario, can you Google do chickens call out egg drops?
You have to look at the picture they put. Can you see it?
No.
No, I just see like a black.
It's three chicken butts. You see them?
Oh, okay. I can just
see the three chicken.
Yeah.
They just put a picture of three chicken butts, pretty much.
Brett, I think you have our episode art. Just put our heads in those three chickens.
I'm gonna. Like, actually, I forgot about that. I can take a picture and send it to you.
Just like we're turning around, Mike, looking back over our shoulder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then one of them saying,
"You know what's funny thing? It is
can do."
And it's three of them.
Egg, and the other one's saying farting.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do that, Mike, anytime there's an awkward pause in the podcast. Egg.
Egg.
Let me see if you need a better picture.
Farting.
So the short answer is yes, chicken farts. Just about any animals that has intestines is capable of farting. In fact, chicken pass gas for the same reason that we do. But chicken picks the most reliable exit? What the heck does that mean?
Chickens what?
They what? It picked the most reliable
exit. It picks the most reliable exit. What does it mean?
So it can fart out of its mouth too or something?
It's like, they have a choice?
That's when it goes farting.
It's like, look, guys, I just want you to know I chose for this one to come out of my butt. There are other options.
But anyways.
Mike, that should be like, so you know how, which Bond movie was it? Quantum of Solace, I think. It like set the record for longest pre-credit scene in a movie.
Oh, no, I didn't know
like
that.
It just had this super long chase and it's like 15 minutes long and James Bond is chasing people around. They're driving. All this crazy stuff is happening. You're watching the movie. You're like, oh, okay, I'm watching the movie. And then like 15 minutes later, it's just like James Bond, Quantum of Solace.
The end.
And it's like the opening credits of the movie. And you're like, wait, what? Now, after all that,
that'd be perfect.
So I think you should do that. I think this should be the longest prologue of a Mario Knows Best set for the big 20th anniversary. You see Mario.
Welcome everyone to episode 20 of Mario Knows Best.
It's welcome.
This is Mike. By himself, apparently.
This is Brett.
This is Mario.
So not only is the 20th episode, but actually it's almost 10 years from our first episode.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
we recorded our first episode in July of 2012. Well, actually, that's when it was released. I don't know when it was recorded, but it's pretty amazing.
10 years
of our lives in this podcast.
Back then, we didn't used to take like 4 months to edit an episode either. So we probably recorded in June.
Probably. We were trying to do monthly at the beginning, I think.
Yeah, I think so. We got close for a while.
Different times, you know?
I'm glad we're back. It's really good to see you guys.
So what have you been up to, Mario? It's been a while.
I know, right? I've been working from home as always. Not for long, unfortunately. We have to go back. And I've been watching a lot of live videos of people doing meth and love that.
Really?
Math?
Yes. Not the drugs, meth the numbers.
It's funny because the first time it sounded like you said math. The second time it sounded like you said meth.
Yeah. I don't like to watch people doing drugs or live, but I would love to watch people doing math, like mathematics.
Mathematics, yeah.
Like what kind of math are we
talking?
In
England they say maths.
Maths.
What? You guys make fun of me, or is it true?
No, it's true. In England, in the UK, they say maths.
Wow. Really? Yeah. No, I follow, like, so it's, I'll show you, I cannot show you a video, but I'll show you a picture. It's, so pretty much it's this guy that does a test. you know, you Americans always do tests before schools or something, and then you have to get the mark to complete or something. But mm-hmm. this question is 3 marks, 5 marks or something.
Yeah.
So it's like, you need to find the tangent of this graphic or something. And I'm like, oh, I know how to do that. I really do. So I spent hours of watching people just doing math live. I don't understand everything, anything, but I just, it's so fascinating how people actually know so much stuff. And I just jealous because I don't know any of that stuff. But yeah, so pretty much what I do is I watch videos of people doing that. And
Brett and I have the same face on, Rich. Just like yes. completely perplexed.
That is exactly.
You would have never expect that, huh? You'd be like, "What is Mario doing all day?" That's what Mario's doing.
What do you mean? You watch people doing math?
Is it?
Yes.
Like, do you watch like Khan Academy or like?
I don't know. I don't know if there is any live right now, but this guy does Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday lives.
Live stream math.
Yeah, live stream. That's what I'm talking about. And
this is what our world has come to. People are so desperate for content.
Yeah, Mike,
so
I'm going to ask
this guy do math.
I'm going to ask Layla, you know, are all the kids into this math thing that Mario's talking about? Is it a TikTok?
See, like, so this guy, for instance, goes there and is like trying to find the.
So does he give you like a problem first? And then he's solve this problem?
Huh. Yes. So for instance, I'm going to show you the last one I did. I watched it. It was, yes. So what happens is during my lunch, usually I get food ready. I sit down to eat and I pull up this. And usually at lunchtime, he's always doing math. So at lunchtime, he goes,
still sounds like
always math. The numbers.
Lunchtime is math.
See, the last one I was doing, it was like, find the equation of the tangent to the circle X. I don't even know how to say it in English, but it's X a quadrato, X with the 2 on top.
Squared.
X squared plus y squared equals 25 at the point 3, 4. That value is that counts for 5 marks.
Oh, of course.
So you have the tangent and you have that, and then I just love the guy, and that's the end result. See, so it walks you step by step. I was like, okay, so we're gonna use the SOHCAHTOA, which is the I'm learning all those terms. If somebody does math, you know all this stuff. Yes. Right. All this order of operation stuff. And then sometimes, okay, so what if you want to do, if you want to find the function on a negative? And I'm like, you have to put them on both sides. And then he's like, oh, you have to put them on both sides. And I'm like, here I am, all excited that I got that right. Because I follow him every lunchtime. So that's what I'm doing lately. I think it's just fascinating how people are smart, because I'm not smart. So I guess it's fascinating to see that there actually is smart people around in the world.
Well, maybe you are smart after all, Mario. I like how you seem to watch these videos the way most people watch sports. Like, it seems like you get very excited and you're
rooting out.
Oh, it's the exponent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tangent.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. Or it's like, what do we do with a negative function? I'm like, okay, I know how to do that. You know, it's pretty funny.
Wow.
And this guy is he has a very soothing voice too, that I could listen to him just talking about math for hours.
Mario, this isn't a guy, the name isn't something like Blue Brown something. Have you heard of that guy? There's a really famous one. Okay. Well, yeah, we can talk math recommendations offline.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, it's just, it happened once. It came on my feed, this live things. And probably, you know, the algorithm saw that I spent an hour watching it. Like, maybe Mario's interested in this. And now it keeps popping up. And of course, I fall for it. So every time I'm at my lunch, I'm like there watching live stream of people doing math.
So this just happened like by accident? Like you just saw
it happened
by accident.
Once,
and then
yeah.
you just
so
sucked
like,
in.
Like Brett and Mike are going to the movie, and Mike is going at 20 miles per hour and Brett is going at 2 miles per hour. And Mike did 20 miles and Brett only did 5. What time they're going to arrive? And I was like, okay, I'm there doing all the thing and all the stuff. I think it's very interesting.
Good. That's good. You're exercising your brain.
Yes.
You know, when you get old and you stay at home all the time, your brain can start to atrophy if you don't exercise.
Somebody, you know, when you walk in the street, somebody can ask you for the tangent of something and you'll be like, I know the answer. Mm-hmm. It's always good.
It's all the time to me.
All the time.
People Mike, like, I'm curious about this algorithm that said, oh, Mario, you might also like math. Like, yes.
I've
noticed
you've been watching a lot of videos about the Queen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And also like math.
Oh, I'm so upset because on Sunday there is no, today's Sundays, by the way, there is no live videos. Otherwise, I would show you a live. You know what? I'm going to, during the week, if I find a live, I'm going to record a small video. I'm going to send it to you just to see what I'm looking at, I'm watching.
You can post it on Mario Knows Best Instagram.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. Mario, I hope this is all leading up to you being able to record your own math videos to post on
Yes.
Mario Knows Best
great.
Are you crazy?
That would be amazing.
No, I don't know anything about this stuff. But then he's like, oh, we know the root square of 20 is. And you're like, of course, who doesn't know what the square? And, you know, I'm like, no clue. But then there's people in the comment, people give the answer right away. So that means that, I mean, it really means that there are smart people around giving answers.
They're just as excited as you are, except they know the answer.
See, I'm not the only one in the world. Exactly.
Like 7.6.
Mario, I'm really, no, I'm seriously, like, I'm really impressed because, like, math is really hard for me anyway. I don't know. And then it's like English is my native language. And so to think about learning it, and as good as, like, your English is amazing, by the way, Mario. I'm sure people who have been listening for 10 years can hear a big difference in Mario's English. I
know. It's actually a downside to the podcast nowadays. I know. We can't make fun of you as much.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Finally.
Let your brain atrophy, Mario, please.
Yeah.
Stop it happens. It still happens. Trust me. It still happens.
Yeah.
Still happens.
It's amazing.
It's fascinating. I'm sorry. It's just, I thought it was fascinating just watching people knowing so much, having so much knowledge.
Before that, like, people from other cultures and languages, like, a lot of times they like math because math is universal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter what language, because you might feel inadequate at a certain language, but math is the same. Always.
It's funny you said that. That's exactly what the guy said. It's like everybody in the world right now could be watching these live videos. The result will be the same in every country.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I say wrong, Brett? Because you're laughing. It's something I said.
No, I was already thinking about the title for this episode, which I now think should be Mario Knows Math.
That's what I said like 10 minutes ago.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Oh, that's awesome.
Of course, Mike doesn't. I said math, Mike's voice.
Oh, you said math. Okay. Well, maybe we'll do that.
Yeah. Math to the mathematics.
But Mario, I have a question. Is there any like applied math? So like, is there something where, like, you know, kids in school always complain, like, why am
sorry,
I learning?
I'm just laughing because Mario had to qualify that he's saying mathematics again and not math.
Is it the
same
thing in
English? Because
he was
afraid we're going to name the podcast Mario Lowe Knows Math.
Yeah. No. Episode 21 will be Mario Does Math.
Yeah.
No,
Matt, isn't the same thing, though, honestly? What? How do you differentiate?
It's math and meth. M-A-T-H and M-E-T-H.
Yeah.
Math.
Meh.
Math. What's that? What am I
great,
saying?
It's meh. Like, that's meth.
Math.
But
what did I say now?
Math.
I'd be honest with you. For me, they sound exactly the same. There is zero difference.
Really? Then. So when I say
zero.
Math, and then I say meth, that sounds the same to you?
Well, if I say math, it's a different story than math. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to go to people and be like, I'm watching live people doing math. You know? It's like... I sound like the sheep in the lady background of the part of the.
It's akin
of the call
to like,
center.
We it's are farmers.
Ah versus eh. Ah and eh. It's like Italian. You say a and
yeah, but
eh
I don't say
sometimes.
So
like,
math
to us, it sounds the same.
I feel like probably with a British accent because you can say I was watching a video of people doing math.
True.
Right.
No, they would say maths.
They would say math.
Maths.
Math. I don't know. Anyways,
no, Mario, this
you
is
know
an
what I'm saying.
No, it's an interesting one is Mike, you know, this how in the United States, people say Mario differently. So like some people say Mario and some people say Mario.
Mario.
Like,
yeah.
Mario is like a New York thing, I think more. So it's like that. It's kind of like that kind of difference, you know?
Yeah, but I guess I don't know. I guess it's probably my ear is not trained to differentiate between math and math. For me, it's the same thing.
As long as in real life, you know, the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's how people
Mario,
started.
You
want to
do some math?
Yeah.
Maybe that's how started. Somebody wanted to do math and somebody gave him actual drugs. And probably that's how somebody started.
And it's a big plus for this podcast.
It all started out of confusion.
Yeah. No, I think it's a big plus for the podcast that we can't tell the difference when you say it.
Math. I'm talking about math.
I love math.
Math. Mathematics about that. We'll
okay,
do
that's
that.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
so anyways, I think it's fascinating. That's all I said. And I will keep watching those videos till one day I'll be able to do so on my own.
My question, Mario, is there any, so I'm glad that you're doing this just for fun, but like, is there any like applications of this math? Do they ever say like, oh, you could use this to solve this sort of issue or.
Well, technically people use them in life for everything. Like, the other day, the guy was doing probabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that was a good one. It was, I think I have a picture of it. It says that somebody is Mary has like three packages of candies. Three are caramel, one is chocolate, and two are vanilla. What are the chances that she picks two of the same things? I guess people ask those questions, and actually somebody has the answer to that. Somebody always says, what are the chances? And then actually some people do the math for that and do the chances or something. Yeah. So this guy actually went there and calculated the chances of this lady picking the same candies in one thing, you know?
Yep.
So that's how I get attracted by that stuff, because I hear an important question, but like, you know, actually this is smart. How do I know if somebody does that? So somebody can apply in real life, I guess, probably people that do card games can apply that. Like, what are the probability that another card will come up or something like that?
Yep.
It's interesting how people actually are smart enough to do all those calculations.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Probably because, sorry for my friends, but none of my friends around, I think, will be able to do that. I'm not meaning in a bad way, but probably if you're surrounded by people like that, for you, it's a normal thing. But I guess if you're not.
Yeah, I definitely can't. I'm not good with math.
And the sad part is that sometimes the result is there is no solution, which drives me mad because now I want to know the solution.
Yeah.
Or sometimes the solution is two different numbers. And I'm like, what? Which one is it? I need to know which one is it. You know, it's very important. And it's like, the solution can be -2 or +2. And I'm like, no, it's one or the other. And it's like, no. Or like, the solution is, this is not possible.
Schrodinger's
cat of equations.
Which, imagine if you're doing that and your solution is, it's not possible. I will probably, not knowing, if you're doing a test, how do you know that the answer is actually that there is no answer? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Find the answer to this, but the answer is that there is no answer.
It's a blown mind.
That's what those blown minded about. Right there.
I should have tried that in school, Mario.
I know.
Back the teacher gives me a question. It's like, I'm sorry. It turns out there's no correct answer.
It turns out there is no truth. There's no such thing as absolute truth.
Yeah,
for you, maybe
it probably would have given you 5 marks.
Mm-hmm. For me, it may be -2. You should just try that with math answered. Be like, I've heard it both ways.
Well, there is tons of ways to do stuff, because sometimes he says some of you might do it this way, some of them might the other way. But as long as the result is always the same, then doesn't matter. But anyways, that's what I've been up to. I'm sorry, that was a very long way to say what I've been up to.
Yeah, but you know what? During that, Mike, Mario mentioned candy bars, I believe.
Yes, I was talking about,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was one of the problems, what the probability to get two of the same candies.
Yeah. So, Mike, I think
you have
something.
Something about potatoes, though? You said something about potatoes earlier, too.
So, if you don't know what to do in 300 days, give me 1 second. I had it here, and now I lost it.
In 300 days.
Is this more meth?
Barrett, and I'm already so bad. My teacher will be so upset right now. They're like, Mario, you can do a tangent, but you cannot do this. So if you don't know what to do in 300 days, 9 hours, 0 minutes, and 38 seconds, I can tell you what to do. So apparently in Idaho, every New Year's Eve, they have the Idaho potato drop. Did you know that? Did you guys know that?
I didn't.
So I lived 37 years of my life without knowing that for New Year's Eve, I could have gone to Idaho and see a potato drop. Okay, isn't that cool?
What is a potato drop?
Wait. Mario, your audio cut out for a second. Where is this held?
In Idaho, there is a potato drop.
Okay.
He said it
in
right
Idaho,
yeah. Yeah.
I was glad for a moment that some things haven't changed in 10 years.
Me too.
So if you look at, there is actually a whole event, and there is a potato with wings. See, there is a potato with wings.
I wasn't sure if
wings.
Mario was saying potato drop or potato Mario, throw up.
Mario, what do you have on your phone?
I can go there for the Potato Belt Championship. They do a Potato Belt Championship.
I don't understand what any of this is.
What I
is
don't
a potato
either,
drop?
I don't know if this is an English or Italian or dialect.
Like a,
so you know some people go, on... what's that place? Some people like to put a diaper on and they go to New Year's Eve. They could have to spend the whole day in there.
What?
Between the people.
All right, Mario. Apparently me and Mike have a lot to learn today. So
let's go. I've never been. But apparently if people go for New Year's Eve, go to the New York thing to see the ball drop. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Is that like
and people have
drop?
To stay. apparently, instead of seeing the ball drop in New York, which is cold or something, you can go to Idaho and you can see a potato that is falling down at midnight.
Somewhere.
Yeah, where's
the from the potato sky? I don't know. Somebody's throwing a potato. There is LED dance floor, VIP access, and it's a good thing. Apparently, you can have a VIP access to a potato dropping.
It's like a giant potato with a potato just dropping.
It's a giant potato. You see it drops. And see, it drops from the sky. You see? It's a potato drop.
I'm sorry you guys can't see this.
I know. Home,
but this potato is like the size of a building. It's enormous.
Mike and I reacted as if we were seeing someone that.
They do the countdown and the potato falls down. You see? What?
Mike, do you know what I was going to say just before he showed us that? Is like, if you, you know, I was just thinking that if you drop a potato from high enough, like it could kill somebody, right? And then Mario shows us this gigantic, like, building-sized potato.
I wonder if a firework hits it and it becomes French fries. Like, you shoot at it and all of a French fries will come off the giant potato that breaks down. I don't know. It's an idea, but see?
It's an idea.
I can propose it.
French fries Idaho drop on the crowd.
Drop, potato drop people.
And people go
crazy.
It's
like a piñata. It's like a potato piñata. You just click and French fries keep dripping out.
And people are like frantically crawling around the ground trying to pick up as many as they can.
While they're dripping out, as Mario said.
While they're doing math.
While they're doing
math. Somebody's calculating how many potatoes are falling down. At what
how
rate
many
of,
French fries would this giant potato make?
What's the rate of the rate of fall of a French fry out of a globe potato?
Mm-hmm. Are there any, Mario?
Well, the potato
are there any
is
other...
also falling.
Mm-hmm.
None of us have been to Idaho.
No.
Yeah.
But one of our loyal listeners.
Not yet.
Has.
Not yet.
And our friend Luce, who recently went to Idaho.
Shout out.
She sent us all this apparently famous Idaho candy.
Mm-hmm.
Called an Idaho Spud.
All right, Idaho Spud. I didn't open mine yet. I'm going to do a little ASMR.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, all let right. me do the clicking.
Oh, pop the little.
We haven't, we're not together. As you probably know, we're still in Zoom doing this from afar. But we each have our Idaho Spud candy.
Oh, wow. Okay,
I'm about to. Well, first of all, let's talk about the package. It's pretty cute.
It's really cool. Very,
so
very
the Idaho Spud. Owee.
How do you
Owee,
say the name
Owee,
at the top?
Owee. Yeah. Owee.
I actually Owee. Don't know how to pronounce that either.
Owyhee.
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 Mario, that's how potatoes sound in English.
Apparently, I need to learn potato language here. See if we're behind. I wonder if they have any live video for that.
All right. Going to do Italian, some more ASMR opening the wrapper.
I can already tell you that.
Oh, wow. Oh,
it's like a chocolatey, coconutty. Wow.
We're all smelling
it. Smells like a potato, but spongy, a chocolate potato. Thing.
So, like, what is really in this? Or should we just.
Well, I can tell you that there is at least 1 million grams of carbs and 1 milligrams of sugar.
Yeah. So is this even permitted, Mario, for you? Or
no, I'll probably faint after.
But
I'm getting
there
diabetes.
Is 1 gram of.
I'm getting diabetes. Of what?
I just liked that I interrupted Mario perfectly. So all he said was, I'm getting diabetes twice.
Exactly.
I was going to say there is 1 gram of fiber in there, which is good.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Good
which takes away from the 1 million grams of carbs.
So later on, Mario will say, farting.
Remember last time?
But I need insulin after just smelling this candy. I can tell you that.
Remember last time we talked about Mario's weight loss? He's going to take one bite of this and then just all of a sudden,
please.
Boom.
I was told by Luce that she did not like this. So let's try it.
I just
are we
put my
trying
teeth
it?
On it?
I'm
and
scared.
I'm already put off by the texture.
Yeah, if you have denture, do not bite into this. If
Wait,
you have
it's
denture.
It's squishy. It's like a pillow.
It's like a marshmallow, I think, inside or something.
Is it expired? No, right?
No, it says end of June.
Just eat it before the potato drop
right
and you'll
now.
Be fine.
Here I go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Hmm. Actually.
It's not bad.
Hmm.
It's not bad.
But there's no potato in this.
Did you think it was going to have actual potato in it?
I feel cheated. Yes. I thought it was a chocolate-covered potato.
Mario's like, I'm sending it back.
There's another idea for your potato celebration.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's a Idaho spot. It's nothing to do with potatoes? Aren't those potatoes on the bag, on the front?
Well, because it's the candy is from Idaho, and it's like...
Oh, I thought it was a potato.
So it's kind of shaped like a potato. I think that's the idea.
It is. It is shaped like a potato.
But even in Idaho, where they love potatoes so much, they're like, you still can't put potato in candy.
I'm not going to lie, though. It's actually not bad.
It's not bad.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's actually really good.
It's kind of like a melted Reese's cup in a way.
I can taste all the palm oil. I
disagree with you there, but...
I can taste all the corn syrup, the palm oil.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, I'm going to just act like I ate the whole thing. And, yeah,
it's very sweet.
It's really sweet.
You know, yeah, believe it or not, it actually has chocolate liqueur inside.
Really?
Really?
Yes, it says chocolate liqueur is part of the ingredient.
Okay, maybe I will finish it.
He has eggs. Egg, see?
Oh, man.
It's actually not bad. You know, I wish I could eat it, but I really need dialysis after this, probably. But
just eat it a little bit at a time, Mario.
No, it's
not. A little bit tomorrow.
It's not bad. Honestly, it's not bad. It's really soft. Good. It's very soft. It's very chocolatey.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys taste the chocolate? But it's the consistency that's kind of weird because it's mush. It's mushy.
Yeah.
It's like squishy and spongy. Inside.
Not what I expected. And it's got like coconut on the outside, right?
The Idaho spuds.
Thank you, Luce, for the candy.
I know.
Yes.
This is amazing.
It's appreciated.
Even though I thought it was potato, but it's fine. I still liked it.
So anyways, anything else? Entertaining we have to talk about.
Yes. The other day I was driving and there were a poor opossum on the floor dead. And somebody said, oh, I hope they all die, those things, right? And I felt so bad because I saw this documentary that opossums are really nice animals. They're the nicest animals around. They never...
How do they
look
that
ugly.
Out?
That's their problem. They look ugly and people are scared of them. So they want to kill them because they're ugly.
They look like they're already
do we want to kill? Yeah, but do you want to kill all ugly people in the world? You don't. So even ugly people have feelings, right?
I feel like
so,
I don't know. I think you've expressed the opposite.
Yes, I was going to say.
What?
You're like the first. If I think of someone who would ever say, I wish all ugly people were dead, it would be you.
Like, why would I say that? I would never say that.
You said you're only friends with good-looking people. You said that once. I think I'm pretty
with
sure.
With fat, good-looking people? No, I didn't say
not,
that.
Not fat, with good-looking people.
Mike, he's benevolent. He allows ugly people to exist. He just doesn't want to see them.
Absolutely, I would never say that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the poor possums were on the road, like, you know, became a pancake, and people were happy about it. And it's like... This poor thing is the happiest thing ever. So possum. So I looked it up into that. And unfortunately, you cannot have them as a pet. But they're very nice. They're the nicest. See, they're rarely. Let me find the article because I was reading it about it. They're so docile.
Docile. That's docile. Actually could be either way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They're rarely dangerous. They're like me. They do not like confrontation. They rather play dead than confront anybody. You know what I mean? It's like, so if they saw a person, be like, I'm dead. I was like,
Mario doesn't like confrontation.
Do I look like I like confrontation, Mike?
Only Mike. Maybe it's just with us.
That face is very scary.
Yeah, I feel like every episode is pretty confrontational.
I'm gonna just go back and find a bunch of clips of Mario telling us he's gonna punch us in the face.
I know, and also
I don't like confrontation.
Yeah, to the potato heads listening too, Mike. We have to ask them because, like, Mike, you tell us. I think especially you, you meet people who know about the podcast and they're like, oh, or like you tell people and then they say, like, I'm going to check it out. And they go back and like download every episode. So to any of the people who do that, like, just keep an ear out for Mario's opinions on ugly people, because I feel like,
he never said anything about ugly people. Never.
We'll see.
I think the episode is called face value.
Face value. It was yes. The episode where we talk about Mario's doctor.
Yes.
Who Mario got
to. Well, that's a different story. That's a doctor. You have to see a face of a doctor before you choose it.
Mm.
The face of a doctor says a lot. If it's a, I don't know. But anyways, going back to my possum story, even though they smell and they look ugly, they're the nicest animals ever. So like, if you go at night and you see an opossum and you think you want to kill that thing is probably more petrified of you that it'd rather play dead than have any kind of confrontation with you. They do not get rabies. They cannot be sick. They eat ticks, so they do not they don't have ticks. And it's pretty, isn't it cool though? Think about it. When you last time you see a poor opossum on the street, don't kill that thing. Make him go, even though he smells and it's ugly. Help him cross the street. It's fine. Don't kill it.
Mario, you talk like people are intentionally like going out of their way to kill these things.
Yeah.
No, but it happens. You see possums dead all the time. I just want to show that even though they look like rats, they actually are nice animals. They're nice. I feel bad for possums. I would love to be friends with them if I could. But it's illegal.
Mario's going to have a possum farm.
Yeah.
You can't. Like it's illegal. It's illegal.
Or he's going to start a website, savethepossums.org.
But I just felt like, you know, it's poor. Those things are like found themselves with... They do not like rats, so they don't live with rats. They don't live with anything that has bad stuff. They like to be clean. The only problem is that they smell and they look ugly. And society hates them because they smell and they look ugly. Isn't that sad? Very sad.
There's a lot of people like that, yeah.
Yeah. Feels like it Mario. Struck a nerve with you, Mario.
It did, because those things are like, you know, you think I'm going to see an opossum, it's going to give me rabies, it's going to give me like ticks and
do you
fleas.
Feel like do you feel like you're the opossum sometimes, Mario?
That people avoid me because I'm scary and I smell? I don't know. The day you will see me as a pancake on the road, it means that somebody saw me like that.
Yeah. Awesome pate.
Awesome pate. It's this one.
Yeah. Ew. Yeah, we know what they look like, Mario.
Look how cute.
It's an opossum.
And look, even the description, coat is dullish gray-brown. Even like Wikipedia can't help.
Yeah, they're ugly. They're ugly and they smell bad. Hit them with your car. Yeah.
If you see one of these.
He also says that they give off a strong musk-like odor.
Ooh.
Just like Mario.
But at the same time, they're literally dangerous. They often play dead rather than face a threat or confrontation.
Wow.
You'd be like, how you doing? And no, don't talk to me. And they play dead. You know, it's like... They avoid people since day one. They probably would never have COVID if it were like possums. I don't know. I just feel bad at the sport thing that people hate them and they're the nicest thing just because they look bad.
I feel a little less animosity towards them now, Mario, because of
thank you. That's my goal. This is a social service, social experiment. Next time you see an opossum, think twice. They're not as dangerous as you think they are. A raccoon, you can kick them. I don't care. They're ugly. They carry disease. You know, I don't mind. They just look cute, but they're dangerous. See, that's the thing. That's the thing. Exactly. The raccoon looks at you with those nice eyes, with all the makeup done, you know, like, oh my God, I'm so pretty. I'm nice.
They are.
And then they will
cool.
bite your head off and they will send you to the hospital for months. Possums are those animals that if a waitress brings you the wrong food, they wouldn't say anything. They would just leave them and be quiet. They will not be like, this is not what I order. I want it back.
How do you know they're not, like, are they passive aggressive though? Would they just like take a little bit off the tip?
You don't have
No, I think opossums will probably still tip 20%.
You think so?
Yes. Because they're nice.
Yeah.
Where a raccoon instead will probably take the off, send the food back, and then not tip because the service was not good. And probably wait for the waitress outside and kill her.
I feel like, you know, they've been given these super qualities to make up for their ugliness and smelliness. Like they don't get rabies and they don't get ticks. And
they've got a great personality.
They've got a great personality.
It's teaching a lesson to people. Do not stop and look. Look at what's behind the face.
Or smell.
It is. Or smell.
Look at beyond the face and the smell. Even a smelly, ugly person has a heart.
Yeah. Just look beyond the fact that all they eat is trash.
And they might be immune to rabies, too.
And not have ticks.
Give them a chance.
Will this be like the next superhero movie? Like somebody gets bit by a radioactive possum?
Possum
gets...
man. he just smells bad. Looks gross all the time.
He can clear a room in minutes.
Absolutely.
Oh man.
I don't know. I just thought that it was a cute thing that I found out about those things, and I totally changed my opinion of them. Because mm-hmm. I was one of those, they really look like rats and they're ugly, you know, like, oh my god, it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. But they're the nicest thing. They really mind their business.
Anyways, this has been really fun.
Yeah, it has.
It's been really great hanging out with you guys. It's been a while.
Yeah, we got to do this more often.
We should. I agree. I think the more we do it, the more material we'll have. I think that's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our material came from like being with Mario and seeing things he says or seeing things he does and hearing things he says and being like, wow, we should talk about this.
Observing his habits in the wild. Yeah.
So you didn't know about my math.
Just like the opossums.
Yeah.
All right, potato heads.
Okay.
But thank you, everybody, for listening. Okay. And thanks to Luz for sending us those amazing Idaho Spuds.
ASMR candies again.
ASMR candy.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Potato heads, it's been a pleasure.
It's been fun.
Until next time.
See you next time.
Bye. The jokes of older days, he'd make his wife.
Math, math. What's that? What am I saying? Math. What did I say now? Math, 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 math. I'm talking about math. Love that.